In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
The parable that Jesus tells today is a tale of invitations. In the story, God is represented by a wealthy landowner who shares all goodness and all love by giving a great supper, sharing, as it were, an infinite bounty with anyone who will accept it. And when the supper is ready, three rounds of invitations are sent out. The first round is met with all kinds of excuses. Bought a piece of land, have to work my oxen, have a new spouse. These are the master citizens who are doing well for themselves. They have jobs, they have property, they have families. But they refuse to come. So a second round of invitations is sent out. And this goes to the streets of the landowner's city, the poor, the wounded, the paralyzed, the blind. And of course, we don't want to understand these ailments only as physical. These are also the spiritually and the emotionally blind and poor and paralyzed. It refers to the master citizens who are wounded, whether physically or mentally. People whose lives on the outside look like God had rejected them, and yet their invitations come just as surely as those well-off people with land and oxen and nice families. And then there's a third round of invitations. And this goes out to the outsiders. It says, out of the city, the highways and the hedges, outside, as it were, the landowner's responsibility, outside the bounds of the church, if you will. These are invited also. No one is left out. And notice we see that the master, the landowner, doesn't just invite this last group. The servants are instructed to compel people to come in, to compel these folks into the goodness of the master's generosity. Nobody is neglected. No one is forgotten. No one rejected. Every single human being is invited to enjoy the landowner's bounty. And in fact, the only ones not enjoying the fiesta are those who choose to reject the invitation, who choose to stay away. Being left out is our own choice. Now, this parable is given to us every year on the second Sunday before the Nativity. It's seen as having a direct bearing not only on someday out there when Jesus will return again, it also has a message for us and an invitation to us in this season this year, in this season today. In this moment now, God comes into the world in the flesh, in human nature, in the person of Jesus Christ, not just in the past and not just someday in the future, but God comes also and most importantly now. The great supper, the tasting of the love of God and partaking of God's goodness begins now for those who accept the invitation. And whether you feel like you're in the first group, doing okay and blessed with work and property and family, and yet busy with all the demands those things make on us, or you feel like the second group, empty, wounded, lost, a little paralyzed by life, or whether you feel like those beyond the landowner's city, that third group, the stranger, the misfit, the one who's distant. Maybe you feel like you have no place at God's table, looking in from the outside. Or if you feel like you're any combination of those, maybe every hour it feels different to you. No matter where you see yourself, the point of the story is your invitation comes. The point of the story is your invitation will arrive. Your invitation to step into the heart of God arrives, and maybe out of the blue. Maybe in a way you're not expecting, or in a way you've ignored for a long time. But it comes. It comes. Your invitation arrives addressed specifically to you. So what does being invited into the heart of God look like? Well, we have some examples. For the Virgin Mary, it was a visit from an archangel. For Moses, it was a burning bush. For the Apostle Paul, it was being knocked off his horse and blinded for 3 days. If these dramatic moments don't sound like your life, don't fret. The Apostle Matthew, Jesus simply walked to his place of employment and said, "You want to leave this wretched and life-sucking job? Come follow me." It's as simple as that. So whether dramatic or more mundane, all divine invitations are about a deeper communion with God. Sometimes big and obvious, way more often small and subtle. But these invitations are always just pregnant with the love of God and with hope and with an opportunity for more abundant life, no matter how small and subtle they may be. If you don't mind a personal testimony, I received another invitation from God myself just this past Thursday. I was driving home from a meeting in the Twin Cities late Thursday evening. It's about 10:30 p.m. Driving over the Stillwater Bridge back into God's country, and my tire pressure light comes on. I'm like, okay, it's cold. That thing comes on half the winter as it is, 3 degrees below zero. Not uncommon for the tire pressure light to turn on. Well, within a minute or two, my car starts to drive funny, feels like it's dragging, engine's revving higher and higher to keep up a freeway speed, and I knew this was not just a cold weather issue. And the thing is, it's late. If you're on Highway 64 between Stillwater and Somerset, it is dark. There are like no lights out there. And the highway shoulders are now covered in snow, so there's no place safe to pull over and change a tire. So I drive all the way to an exit in Somerset on a now wobbly tire and pull into a closed gas station that at least had a flat surface and canopy lights on. And I'm in one of those moods where I'm actually relieved no one is around to see my misery, temporary as it was going to be. Open the driver door and get hit in the face with -3 wind and set about to change a tire. I was not a happy camper. As I knelt on the salty pavement, the knees of my dress pants started soaking up a mixture of oil and gasoline and washer fluid, which for some reason don't freeze at that temperature. Cranking the jack up and up, feeling both irritated, or you can substitute your own less polite word than that, feeling both irritated and very alone, plus frigid and numb. But in that moment, an invitation came. A little voice inside said, "Do you want me in this with you?" Simple. Do you want me in this with you? Now, I'm chagrined to admit that my knee-jerk reaction was no. Go away. I'm busy. And you could have prevented this in the first place. Fortunately, that only lasted a second or two, and I came to my senses. The irritation mostly fell off like scales, and I was kind of grateful for the company. And in that moment, I stopped what I was doing, stood up, felt my feet like I taught you last week, and stepped out from under the canopy and looked at the stars. And while I was doing that, I heard some coyotes in the distance, and no longer felt alone, but part of this majestic world and part of the God that created it. And I felt strangely alive. It's such a small thing, and yet had such a profound impact. Even something as unpleasant as changing a flat in -3 weather, kneeling in salt and oil, not being able to feel my hands, even that contained an invitation to more abundant life. And so as we enter the home stretch toward the celebration of our Savior's Nativity, Jesus asks us to pause by means of a story. A landowner is sending out invitations to citizens doing well for themselves, to citizens who are wounded and in pain, and to misfits who feel like they're looking in from the outside. And those invitations say, come in. Come into my heart and let me come into your heart. And those invitations can arrive in strange and mysterious ways, not always an archangel or a burning bush. Sometimes God just visits you at work. Sometimes the divine presence is found in a wonderful blessing or in a deep wound. And sometimes in something as mundane and unpleasant as a flat tire on a very cold night. But the reason Jesus asked you to pause and hear this story is because your invitation to step into the heart of God is already en route. It's already on its way. The carrier has the message. And maybe in a way you're not expecting, or in a way you've ignored for far too long. But it will come. Your invitation arrives in a way addressed specifically for you. Amen. Thank you.